teams. Just park tight, look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. Isn't he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of us.
And welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show of the champions, the local comic book store. We're on 93.3 CFMU with Master Radio and podcast at comicbookdaily.com. I am Walter Dreilia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor and comic book store owner.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And today we have a very special show. We're very happy to have Peter Dixon as a special guest. Pete is, of course, the owner of Paradise Comics in Toronto, and he represents the Wizard World Toronto Comic Con. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Yes.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Yes, Walt, this is a very special week here. It is Pledge Week at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, and today we're having a telethon to help raise money for the station. We'll be having lots of special guests pop by the studio to try to help us raise money for CFMU.
You are absolutely right, and Chris, our first guest has just walked into the studio. I'm very excited. I'm very honored to have Sir Sean Connery is here with us today.
Why, thank you very much, Walter. I'm happy to be here. The show of yours, it's about comics.
It is about comics, Mr. Connery, yes.
Mr. Connery, are you okay? You seem to have had a bit of a brain lapse.
I was having some notes here by my press person, and I was supposed to get a line previous to my next one. By Chris. If you guys are going to be a gong show, you might as well make it sound like that.
Well, we apologize, Mr. Connery,
terribly sorry, Mr. Connery.
So this monkey of yours, Walter, does he do anything right?
I certainly hope you're not talking about me.
Mr. Connery, we're happy that you're here to help promote CFMU. The radio station, and we're honored to have you on the show.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here, Walter. So, this is strictly a book or a show about comedy.
It is, yes, sir.
Your fellows don't do too well with the ladies.
Yeah,
if I wanted your opinion, I'd give it to you, and
okay.
Then I'd get it out of you.
All right, well, let's keep things going here.
Wow, Chris, all right, Mr. Connery is
yes,
here.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
Very honored.
Well, he was supposed to introduce new this week.
No, actually, he was supposed to plug the CFMU.
Oh, all right.
I'm kind of afraid of him right now. I don't know how to ask him politely.
You know what, ladies? Why don't you let a professional on
this? Okay, go ahead, Mr. Connery.
So, folks out there on the radio, you can help CFMU by calling 905-528-9888. Or you can visit them online at CFMUMFUMcMaster.ca and pledge your support.
Thank
all
you,
right,
Mr.
That's
Connery.
Great.
That is
Connery.
Amazing.
That's great,
thank you,
great.
Mr. Connery. And for somehow, Mr. Connery has put a great segue into our new this week
yes.
Topic. And I'm afraid to ask, but maybe we could ask Mr. Connery to read our sponsor for
give
me
this something
week.
Else to do? I don't know. I'm a little scared. I don't know.
It's a little pathetic being here. So, in conclusion, and before I head out to my cab, New This Week is brought to you by cfmu.mcmaster.ca. Donate your money, you cheap bastard.
All right. That's great. Thanks a lot, Mr. Connery.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Connery.
Okay,
that was the most stressful 3 minutes of radio I've ever experienced.
Yeah, all right.
Wow. Okay, guys. Pete, I'm sure you were... Did you get his autograph for him?
That was impressive. I got his autograph and a picture with him.
That's
wow, good for you.
I'm surprised he didn't punch you in the face afterwards.
All right, guys, listen. We want to talk about, as we always do, we want to talk about new this week. And today I want to talk about Marvel releasing Sigil, number one. Now, Pete, remember the old cross-gen stuff, right?
Oh, good old cross-gen. I think they only lasted 2 or 3 years, though.
Yeah, they had a good run, though. Sojourn. I love Sojourn with the old Greg Land Photoshop covers. It was good stuff.
Sojourn was one of my favorite titles. Green Arrow, Lady Green Arrow.
Lady Green Arrow meets Lord of the Rings. That's
yeah.
What that's, that was, yeah.
Well, hey, listen, obviously Marvel thinks the whole Sojourn library of characters is good enough to buy. And I think if Sigil works, then they're going to go to the well with all the other ones. What was it? Sojourn, there was Route 666, there was, oh, Chris, Meridian, there was a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so. they're all just as bad as the last one.
Oh, yeah. Chris, don't say that.
Well, okay, but you know what? If they're going to bring back all those kind of titles, why not bring back all the Valiant titles like Harbinger and...
Dark Horse has
them. And then you can bring back Defiant and Warriors of Plasma.
Well, then we're just toast.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we're just getting ugly. All right. Now, so Marvel with sigil number one at your local comic shop today. Head into your local comic shop, please, and just peruse the news this week. And leaf through sigil. You might like it.
All right.
Guys, also from DC, Batman and Robin number 21 hits the stands today. And Batman Incorporated number 3
hits the stands today,
the same week.
Yeah.
So these are DC's, what, 2 best-selling titles, if I'm not mistaken?
Could be.
Yeah, and they're bringing them out the same week. What's the logic there? I don't understand.
I think
Batman Incorporated is supposed to be about a month and a half ago.
I think it's a little bit late, and this one's probably just on time.
Now, Batman Incorporated, obviously the Grant Morrison thing. Pete, I mean, at your store, Paradise Comics, which is where? Just north of Lawrence on Young, right?
Yep, about 5 minutes south of the 401.
Right. Now, you guys do obviously probably very well with the Grant Morrison Batman Incorporated.
Batman, basically anything by Grant Morrison does amazing, but Batman Incorporated is definitely very solid.
Right. Batman and Robin would be ahead, you think, or what?
Not anymore now that Grant's left, but it was probably one of the top DC titles, probably top 3 when Grant was writing it.
Yeah, you see, that's the part that sucks for me, is the fact that a guy like Grant Morrison can be bigger than a character like that.
Well, that happens all the time, though, right?
I mean, I know, but...
There's lots of artists and lots of writers who are bigger than the actual characters. I mean, you get a guy like Alan
Moore. How can you be bigger than Batman?
Oh, sure.
Look at Jim Lee and Jeff Loeb. They were bigger than Batman.
For sure.
Way back when.
Yeah.
During the hush.
That's right. Yeah. That happens all the time.
All right. Well, listen, DC...
I mean, come on. If you equate it to, like, movies, people go to see Arnold movies because it's Arnold. And, you know, not because it's Arnold, not because it's actually a good movie, right? Not because it's Arnold Conan the Destroyer, but because it's Arnold.
Well, I went to see it because it was Conan.
All right. Okay, fair enough.
Christian.
And Kindergarten Cop you went to see because of the writing?
Yeah,
the
twins.
Okay, let's move on then, guys. listen, the last book I want to talk to you this week today is Grim Ghost, number one from Arden Entertainment. Now, Pete, you remember the old Atlas... The Atlas Seaboard from the 70s, you had Phoenix, you had Grim Ghost, you had all those really, really kind of...
Yeah, the ones that didn't really sell?
Yeah, the ones that really didn't sell. The ones that Martin Goodman, when his kid got fired from Marvel, it had a vendetta against Marvel and decided to create an empire to bury Marvel in and basically just emptied his wallet doing it.
Yeah,
they made me realize I needed something beneath the quarter bin.
I don't know, man. Listen, a dime each. I'll buy them all off you, Pete.
Only because you can sell them for a quarter.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Grim Ghost, though, number one, from Arden Entertainment, does hit the stores today. And we got a busy show with Pete Dixon today, so I'm going to end new this week right there. But please, head into your local comic book store, support your local comic book store, and peruse the new this week show.
That is a perfect segue into our musical interlude. And, of course, for today, we've got a little bit of G.I. Joe.
Yo, Joe! We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
G.I. Joe is hero. G.I. Joe is there.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra the enemy, fighting to save the day. He never gets up. He's always there, fighting for freedom over land and air. G.I. Joe is the code name for America's daring, highly trained special mission force. Its purpose? To defend human freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terrorist organization determined to rule the world.
He never gives up. He'll stay till the fight's done. G.I. Joe is there. G.I. Joe.
And, Walter, now we have another special guest for you. It's none other than the Governator, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Schwarzenegger. It's an honor to have you here.
It's good to be here. I like the show.
You listen? I listen all the time. I listen while I'm pumping out. Don't you? You look like a scrawny weakling. By Crom, I crush you.
By Crom? Oh, my God.
Well, good. Mr. Schwarzenegger, we're so honored that you could pop by the studio to help CFMU raise some money for their annual fundraising event. Now, I understand that you're a fan of CFMU.
Oh, I am indeed. Listening to CFMU is like being with a woman and calming. I'm listening to CFMU in the morning. I'm listening to CFMU at night. Can you imagine how much I'm in heaven? I'm coming all day long. Ha, ha, ha. What's wrong? You don't like my accent? I'm the governator.
That's true. Well, we do appreciate you stopping by, the governator. That's thank you very much.
Wow, Mr. Schwarzenegger. Now, if we could have the honor, Mr. Schwarzenegger, I know you have to go. I know you have the limo waiting outside. If we could have the honor of you reading the actually.
Why are you weeping? I don't want to say something now. I need to leave.
I'm so scared.
You can help CFMU by calling 905-528-9888 or visiting cfmu.msumcmaster.ca, pledging your support. Or by Crom, I crush you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Governor, can we just ask you? I'm sorry. Just one more thing. Could you please introduce our next segment?
Okay. Industry News is brought to you by CFMU. Head to cfmu.msumcmaster.ca. Don't be a girly man. Donate your money to CFMU today.
Thank you very much, Governor, I appreciate
Walter, I'm going to need to get the janitor to head into the green room. I think Mr. Schwarzenegger listened to CFMU all over the place.
Oh, my God. You know what? I hate when that happens.
Okay,
I got an autograph. I think I'm going to have to wash my hands after that one.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little bit scared. I feel like I'm going to get punched out by the first two guests we've had on the show so far.
Just nothing but aggression.
I know.
What is up with that? Well, we're very honored, and please, support CFMU. CFMU is a community-based radio station.
Yeah,
and
you know what?
It needs your support. It needs your pledge. Go out and contact. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I've got a couple facts here about CFMU. And do you know that CFMU is actually 33 years old and is one of the three oldest campus radio stations in Canada, along with CKCU Ottawa and CFRC in Kingston. CFRU in Guelph is also at 93.3, and they're only a couple years younger than us.
Right, and the goal this year for CFMU is $21,000. So
yes.
By calling in or by pledging through the internet, if you can help us reach the $21,000 mark this week, it would be great. And no pledge is too small. I mean, we recommend a pledge of $30, which was it. Not even a case of beer.
That's right.
Your support is appreciated. So CFMU is redefining radio in your community.
And you know what? Just a couple more tidbits about CFMU is actually they were awarded Station of the Year at the 2010 Hamilton Music Awards, and they also received four other nominations. And in fact, CFMU has won Station of the Year in 2004, 2005, and 2007. So you know what, they have do a lot of great programming, especially for hometown artists and a lot of great people out there.
Good on them. All right, we're going to go right into industry news now. Pete, I know you're a loyal listener of the show and you enjoy the industry news segment.
Of course.
All right, now we're going to talk about, first of all, comic book sales in February. We're going to start with a heavy topic. They weren't so good. The number one selling comic was, I believe, Green Lantern 61. That had 73,000 units sold, and it's an anomaly when the top comic sells under 100,000 copies. And here you have the number one of this month selling 73,000 only. Now, I'm going to ask you, at your shop, have you noticed a trend away from the monthlies towards maybe graphic novels?
There's been a definite trend over the last 4 or 5 years. The graphic novels are definitely picking up, and conversely, the regular issues are slowing down. Obviously, as we were talking, like Batman Incorporated number 3, people just aren't waiting when books are 2 months late. You know, you got 6 books taking 12 or 15 months. People just wait for graphic novels nowadays. So definitely, the new releases are slowing down.
You're right. And I'm looking at the top 10 list here, and you have Green Lantern, Brightest Day, Avengers, FF, and FF always.
But this is something that we've often debated this on our show, where, you know, can we have a comic book industry without the trades, and can we have, you know, trades without the comic books, you know, the monthlies, right? Like, is this something that we can do all the time, or is this something that, you know, you have to have the monthlies in order to get the trades, or should the publishers just be putting out trades, right? I mean, is this something, what do you guys think?
Well, I think the monthlies, I've said this before, I think the monthlies are the cheapest possible way to get stories out for the publishers. The monthlies are the vehicle for content. The monthlies are the things that will get you your graphic novel, you know, your kind of six issue story arc that will sell for, you know, forever, like a Hush or something like that, which is 12.
Yeah.
And so they serve their purpose, but I don't think their purpose anymore is making money.
But I mean, so yeah, but why not just make that six issue miniseries or six issue story arc into a graphic novel? Why bother even having the monthlies?
I think the regularity of the monthlies, I think the continuity of the monthlies, I think the people coming in and getting used to the routine of the monthlies is serving its purpose. It's creating, you know, storylines for movies. It's creating, it's keeping that character like Batman in the public eye.
Well, one thing with the monthlies as well, you know, this is a comic book industry. People like to collect.
Yes.
Not first and foremost. People like the stories, probably first and foremost. But there's definitely the fanatics and the people that want to collect it. I know a ton of people who are continuing collecting titles that they don't even read too much anymore.
Absolutely.
Just because they've got them all and they're completed.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think the comic industry needs the comic books, but they definitely need the trade paperbacks now, because like that, it's obviously tough to find a miniseries when you're missing, you know, read a miniseries when you're missing two or three.
Right.
You can just
go
get the trade paperback.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, you hit on a point, because we have people at our shop that literally they'll buy the monthlies, and then for some reason they'll buy the trade.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can see that happening too, because you know what? People like to buy the monthlies because, as Pete said, they're completists. They might not actually. I've known people that don't even read them until the trade comes out, and then they can take the trade and they put them on their shelf, and they get to have a bookshelf version of the stories.
Right.
Whereas the monthlies, they kind of go in a box underneath the stairs, kind of thing, right? Like they just sort of collect them. And
especially with someone like Grant Morrison, I get a ton of people going, you know what? You read the graphic novel; it's one of the best written things they've had. You try and read 12 issues over a year, and they don't have a clue what's going on because it's so in depth and crazy. So.
Yeah, that happens all the time for sure.
All right, well, listen, hopefully March we'll see a nice big rebound, and I'm sure with these two new Batman issues coming out this week, we will see that. Hey, let's move on. Shane Black, guys, is writing Iron Man 3, and the cool thing about this I'm reading is that they're going to change the direction of Iron Man 3 with this movie. They're going to go with a realistic approach. I guess what the article said is that Marvel Entertainment wasn't happy with Iron Man 2.
Really?
Yeah, so they want to go with like Iron Man 3, where it's like a Tom Clancy type thriller or a Mission Impossible type thing or a Jason Bourne type thing.
Right.
I don't know where it's kind of not superhero-y.
Right. Because you wouldn't want to have superheroes in your superhero movie.
But way too much.
Yeah, way too much. Yeah.
But hold on. But Iron Man,
And who's Shane Black, by the way? Has anybody here heard of him?
Never heard of him, but I'm not the one to ask.
Is he Jack Black's brother? No?
Joe Black.
Karen Black's son?
Maybe. You never know. I've never heard of the guy.
And
if anybody has, you're more than welcome to check out our blog and maybe
have them phone in right now.
Or you can call in too.
Yeah, the lines are open. Okay. So what is wrong? What is wrong with changing Iron Man's direction? I think maybe they see Iron Man as a vehicle that maybe they can go a little bit more realistic on. You can't go realistic on Superman, guys. You can go realistic. Wow, Superman's like a guy for another flipping planet.
Yeah, because, you know,
here's a guy.
It's much more.
Here's a guy that made his own suit.
Yeah. Well, staying in a cave with nothing but, like, trinkets and baubles, yeah, that's really realistic.
Okay, you gotta, okay, you gotta suspend
okay,
your
what's,
disbelief
what's
for a second, but my point
happen.
Is, he doesn't really have superpowers. He has intellect.
He has technology.
Technology, okay. And that's what these Clancy movies are about anyway.
Okay,
right?
What's probably going to happen is they're probably going to set set Tony Stark, the character, up to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then he's going to be part of, you know, the whole industrial espionage thing, and so they're going to move that into more of a whole, you know, industrial espionage type of movie rather than trying to keep him as a superhero fighting crime kind of thing. Right? That's what I think is going to happen.
Right. Well, you know what? I guess at the end of the day, as long as Iron Man comic books are selling, right, Pete?
That's the main thing.
Yeah, I mean, come on, really, what is if it was realistic, would the suit not just crush his pelvis, and then really, what kind of super-powered person would he be then?
Wow.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Just put a damper on the whole show, I think. I don't know.
The alcohol he's drinking will numb it.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if I want to go on.
All right, keep going.
Hey, listen,
here.
Ultimate Spider-Man, number 160, is going to be polybagged. Sort of like that Fantastic Four 587.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if you guys know, but the Ultimate Spider-Man, the reason they're polybagging it is
to get people to buy two copies.
Yes. One to open and one to keep.
I never thought of that. That's why you guys are like that. No, but I guess there's some sort of big reveal. I guess, you know, this is the death of Spider-Man, right, in the Ultimate Universe. So
Right.
Is it a gimmick? Is it an actual death of Spider-Man? Well, you cannot tell until you flip and fork out your $3 for this.
And which we'll probably open one on the air and spoil it for everybody.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. No, that would be today, Chris. No, I didn't bring one.
It came out today?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, sorry. I thought you said it was industry. No, I thought it was coming up later on.
Oh, you're right. I retract my last statement. But we will bring one, yes. We will bring one, and we will reveal on air like we did the Fantastic Four.
Exactly. That's what I thought you were getting at here.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Yeah, I ruined that whole segment.
It's all right. Story of my life.
The Ultimate Spider-Man. The Utah trades, obviously, in your Star Paradise comics. The trades do well, don't they, for you?
The trades are phenomenal.
Yeah.
The trades are gold. The crazy thing is they don't have a shelf life, unlike the movies.
Yes. And the monthlies, though, they wane. That's what we found at our store. They wane. The graphic novels still sell, but the monthly, the subscriber base kept going down and down as the series went on. I don't know. And I think it has something to do with people can see through the gimmick of, let's end Ultimate Spider-Man, let's go Ultimate Comics, whatever the hell it was, Spider-Man, and then they go back to Ultimate Spider-Man. It's just like... It didn't work.
Now, the Ultimate Spider-Man obviously slowed down considerably, I guess, you know, around issue 100, after 100.
Yeah.
So they've got to come up with new gimmicks, just like everything.
For sure. Yeah. And, I mean, with the prospect, when as soon as people started hearing that Brian Michael Bendis was going to be leaving, then people really became sort of disinterested again.
All right, cause guys, so, listen, again, it's a forewarning you. When Ultimate... Spider-Man 160 does come out.
Yeah.
Chris and I will be tearing open that poly bag and revealing what happened.
Oh, boy. Okay, you know what? That just screams segue. So let's get a little bit of Batman. Let's go with Batman this time.
Yes, Batman. I love that tune. I love that tune, Chris. Now, I'm very, very excited about our next guest, Chris, who just happened to pop into the studio. He's very controversial.
Oh.
He's getting a lot of press lately, and I'm just so honored that he's here to help CFMU.
Who's here?
It's Mr. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my goodness.
Mr. Sheen, an honor for having you here.
Yes, it is, Walter. An honor for you. I know. Honor. Winning!
Well, what have you got to say for us today? I mean, we're very thankful that you're here for the show.
I know. You know why? Because I am a warlock. My brain is like four brains into one. If you had my brain, your head would explode, ooze out your nose. You have to lick it up with your mouth just to get some sort of brain capacity back in your head.
Well, you know, we're getting a lot of grumpy people here today.
Well, I'm not grumpy. You know why you think I'm grumpy? Because you're down here. You can't see this because you're listening to radio. I can see when I listen to the radio. You're down here. I'm way up here. Why? Because I'm a winner. Winning.
Okay. All right. Well, sorry.
Well, Mr. Sheen, we're very honored to have you here. Now, I know what you came in for, CFMU. You came in to help the radio station.
That's right. CFMU drove a dump truck of money up to my house, and I said, yes, I will be there for you. Why? Because of the money. Not because I like your radio station, but I love the money. Anyway, all of you, help CFMU. Call 905-528-9888 or visit cfmu.msumcmaster.ca and pledge your support. And by support, we mean money. Don't tell us you like the station. We don't care. Just send your money. It's important you send the money. That's what we care about mostly. Winning!
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Sheen, for coming in and supporting the station.
Wow, that's amazing. Great. Chris, you know what? We've been having some good traffic. I know we're here at the studio, and people are just coming in.
I know, all kinds of celebrities.
Type of
thing. Yeah, I know.
Okay, listen, I don't know if we're going to have time for this, but we still have to squeeze in some industry news.
Okay, yeah.
And
keep it going.
Yeah, I will. Now, The Inhumans.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new movie.
They are coming out with, apparently, maybe, a new movie.
Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. The Inhumans, of course, the Fantastic Four, kind of, I guess they started out as villains.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, okay, so the Inhumans are basically, like, they're sort of like this prehistoric race of sort of human beings.
Of Inhumans that were
altered by aliens. And now they're living on the moon kind of thing. I know it's a very odd kind of character, but anyway, there's a whole bunch of these people living on the moon. And now they want to take these Marvel characters and make them into a movie.
Right. And the premise of the movie is that they are like a cell planted by aliens on Earth.
Yeah.
And to kind of lead the invasion
in
the future. But as they're here, they kind of get to like Earth, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they kind of don't want the invasion.
They're sort of sent here to infiltrate Earth and with all these little sleeper cells all over the place. And, you know, but apparently they end up liking it. And so, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm a big fan of this take on the Inhumans myself. I think, why not just go with the canon of the characters, right? Like, why do they have to make them infiltrate people, like, with weird aliens and stuff like that? I don't
because
that.
Maybe because the canon of the characters didn't sell too well.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know what?
Didn't they try to do that with the whole, you know, infiltration thing with that Alf character from years ago? You remember he invaded that house with and he hated cats? Isn't that sort of the same thing? Oh, sorry. No, he loved cats. He loved to eat cats. That's what it was. Sorry.
Wow.
Thank you. Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Chris, wow, that was entertaining.
But isn't that sort of the same thing?
Christopher, note from the production booth. Remember we told you not to talk about TV shows after 1978, or else Walt gets confused.
Yeah, I know.
We gave you that note before.
Because you know what? He doesn't know anything about them. That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I like is that, I don't care what you guys say, what I like is this is what a D-list team. And they're getting a chance for their own movie. Chris, you and I haven't got a chance for our own movie. Inhumans got their chance for their own movie.
We're not comic characters.
But the point is, hardly they are either. Right? But it's good. It's good. The comic book world, the world of entertainment, is looking for property.
True. Okay? Absolutely.
And when
absolutely.
You're going down, digging to the, I won't say the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, it's kind of bottom of the barrel.
But near the bottom of the barrel.
You can go lower.
You can go lower.
Pete says you can go lower.
Squirrel girl,
right. And
Great Lakes Avengers.
Matter-eating man, right? So, or boy, whatever he writes.
That's, you know what? First of all, that's a DC character. And in fact, think about Matter-Eater Lad.
Maybe
Stillman will make an appearance in that.
There you go. I'd rather see that, actually.
But you guys are all hitting on a point there. I mean, there's this producer sitting in Hollywood. I don't care. It has to be a comic book character. That was Stan Lee as producer. By the way.
I heard he's going to stop by the station later on.
I think so. I heard. I saw him in the green room with napkins.
Oh, okay. What else we got for industry news?
All right, you know what? I don't know what we have for industry news. Oh, I'm reading Bleeding Cool, which is a great comic book news website.
Yeah.
And there are rumors. Apparently, there's a teaser going on, what do you call those things before a movie starts?
Trailer?
Trailer, that's what I meant.
Or teaser trailer, yeah.
Of the new Avengers movie.
Oh.
And it has Loki. Is it Loki or Loki? I'm looking at my producer right now.
I think it might be Loki.
I'm pretty sure it's Loki.
I'm so scared. Right, this is a very stressful show for us.
Walter, you're always putting the wrong emphasis.
On the wrong syllable.
ESL, boys.
Okay. Loki. So what's the news about Loki?
Well, I guess Loki, in this trailer, Loki has the cosmic cube, and I guess the point of this article on Bleeding Cool is that the Avengers movie is supposed to be about the invasion, the Skrull invasion.
Oh, okay.
Right? And
unlike the Inhuman invasion that we're talking about.
Right.
But the Skrull invasion, you see, you got Cap. Who else you got in the Avengers? Iron Man.
Thor,
Captain America,
Black Widow.
I already said Cap, right? Okay, Thor. No. Right.
The Hulk.
Yeah. So you
Ant-Man,
got
Giant Man, Ant-Man,
Hawkeye.
Okay, listen. Point.
Whatever he feels like that day.
Yeah.
Point taken, guys. Thanks. You got all these guys, and it's just going to be a busy movie because these are all stars. These are all headlining characters.
Yeah.
And you got a huge thing like a Skrull invasion happening. And now you're writing in Loki, right?
Yeah.
Now, I guess the concern on this blog was that are they making the movie too all-encompassing, too busy? Is it going to be too cluttered?
You know, I think it depends on the director and on how well he can handle team type of movies. And they've got Joss Whedon doing the directing.
Right.
And he was known for doing team type the TV show Buffy, so I think he's going to do great at it.
Well, they've been building up with Iron Man, you know, yep. The Cap movie's coming out, Thor's coming out, so they're building up the excitement and, you know, get the momentum.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just hoping that no one will notice the chaos once they actually do the movie.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be good, but it hopefully it'll be controlled chaos.
Absolutely. But I don't know if I can continue on with the show right now because I'm getting a little twitch in my eye. I think I might have Loki. I'm going to have to go to the doctor's.
Is it Loki Thor's brother?
I would
Iron Man.
I would throw Thor with my Loki.
Wow, guys. Hey, you know what? Hey, listen, look who just walked into the studio. We're very honored to have, I can't believe it, Chris, Kermit the Frog here.
We've got Kermit the Frog coming
Kermit,
in?
What do you call him, Mr. Kermit?
I think it's just Kermit.
Kermit, hi, Kermit.
Well, you know what, fellas? It's not easy being green, and I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, you know, finally somebody that's not going to be, you know, angry with us.
Yeah. I was listening in the green room, and I don't appreciate the way the other guests are so angry with you. You remind me of a friend of mine, Piggy.
Aww.
You're smooth and pink.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But we do appreciate you coming in, and maybe...
Chris, ask him why he's here.
Why are you here anyways?
Well, this is Kermit the Frog reporting live from CFMU, and I'm just here to try and help CFMU by getting people to call 905-528-9888 or visiting cfmu.msumcmaster.ca and pledging some support.
Oh, well, that was excellent.
Is beautiful, Mr.
You know
Kermit.
What? All my stress is gone.
Mine too. But
and my loci is gone too.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you kidders.
Kermit, I smell pork. Did you bring your lunch, or...?
Oh, that's a bit awkward. I was on a date earlier this evening with my love of my life, Miss Piggy.
Okay, let's end it there, Mr. Kermit. Thank you very much. Listen, it's an honor to pet you.
That's also quite awkward. But it's a pleasure being here. Look for my new movie coming soon.
Okay.
I am totally thrown off by all these guests coming in.
I know, it's too many guests.
It's a beautiful thing. Now, I am desperately looking for more industry news, and I just found some. We're very excited being fans. I know, Chris, you're going to be excited about this. Is Casper, the friendly ghost, is returning to comics.
That's awesome, because, you know, as you know, and I know you know this, I am a big fan of the Harvey series publisher. Of years ago, Casper, Richie Rich, of course, was the impetus for me getting involved in comics. You know, so all those old, kind of old-timey comics from way back when, I'm a big fan of. So that is fantastic news.
Wow, yes. Now, who, let me read to you the, okay, first of all, we know that Dark Horse is doing the Harvey Comics treasuries and
yes,
stuff like
that. Yes,
they've
been doing sort of the trades, yeah.
Now,
Little Lulu and Harvey,
Little Hot.
That's right. And Hot Stuff.
Ape Publishing.
Wendy the Witch, that's right. I'm sorry, yes. Ape.
I'm sorry, no, who is it? Ape Publishing is doing Casper's Scary School, which will be a monthly comic.
Now, I hope this isn't going to be like some sort of crossover with Hellboy or something like that. Where
no,
he's
of course
off
it won't be. Of
investigate.
Course it won't be. Now, I want to ask Pete Dixon from Paradise Comics. Pete, Chris and I discussed this a lot at the show. Okay, so you have all these old child kid properties like Donald Duck, say Casper and stuff like that.
Yep.
So parents with their children come into the store, right? The kids are gravitating toward, like, say, the SpongeBob's or the Ben 10s, and the parents are going, no, Johnny, you have to read Donald Duck, and you have to read Casper and stuff like that. Did you find that disparity at your store with parents trying to kind of, I guess, push on their childhood memories to the kids? Or?
A little bit. You know, we just try and meet in the middle. We just recommend Why the Last Man for them.
Good for you. Pete's all about just sell that damn comic book. I don't care what.
There's 60 issues there. Just buy it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care what. All right. Now, listen, we have to get to Pete and the show and his store. So, Chris, let's segue out of this industry news.
Hey, well, you know, we were just talking about kids' comics, and one of the most famous kids' comics is, of course, Archie. And of course, from Archie, we got Josie and the Pussycats.
Now to help us out with our next segment is the man himself, Mr. Stan Lee.
Stan the man! Mr. Lee, it's an honor to have you in the studio.
Mrs. Stan Lee, in case you didn't know who I am.
Stan Lee.
That's right. So this is Stan Lee, and I am here because you can help CFMU by calling 905-528-9888 or by visiting and pledging your support on cfmu.msumcmaster.ca. This is Stan Lee.
Excelsior! Thanks, Dan, for letting us say that. And Mr. Lee, he's already leaving the studio. Pete, where'd he go?
He's gone.
I think he's doing signings or something like that. All right. Well, listen, it was great to have Mr. Lee here. And he is right, though. CFMU is a great station. Now, they sorry, I had Kermit in my throat.
That's very inconsiderate.
Check, please.
Now, CFU is a great station for many, many reasons, but they play music that you just do not hear on commercial radio. And they have great talk radio. This show exempted. They do have great talk radio. They do have great vibrant. They have a great vibrant music scene. It is a radio station that is serving our community in Hamilton. It's a radio station that we should all support.
Absolutely. You know, I just have a couple more tidbits about McMaster CFMU. Did you know that CFMU's programming schedule is almost 100% station produced? That means that all of our program is actually made by people in the community. And CFMU is the official station for emergency broadcast information in Hamilton. As part of an initiative involving the station, City Hall, and see 101.5 at Mohawk College.
Wow. And, Chris, I also have to mention that all programs on CFMU are liable or are responsible for $50 in donations. So we beg our listeners
please to give
please
us something.
Pledge something. So because Chris and I really don't want to pay anything.
No, like we have every other year.
Every other year. All right, Chris. Now listen, we're into the feature part of our show.
Yes.
Which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk with Peter Dixon.
Yep.
No, I'm nervous.
Now, Pete, we're going to talk about Paradise Comics, first of all, and then we're also going to talk about Toronto Comic Con, the Wizard Comic Con that is being held. Help me out here.
At the Direct Energy Center this year, March 18th to 20th. So come on down, meet us. Friday is 4 to 9, Saturday is 10 to 7, and Sunday is 11 to 6.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here now. Do you know how much it costs to get into one of these things?
Yeah.
Roughly.
Actually, we do have a great deal for students.
Oh, fantastic.
A lot of students are listening to this, hopefully.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
$5 tickets for students. You can buy them online.
$5. That's fantastic.
I'm not 100% sure what the link is, but you can actually contact Paradise Comics, and I can forward on the link to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What's the Paradise Comic contact?
www.paradisecomics.com, and then you can just check info@paradisecomics.com. Send us an email. We'll forward on that link for all students, firefighters, military. Regular tickets, I think, are $45 a day. So $25 a day, I think $45 for the weekend. Again, you can go to www.torontocomiccon.com to get that information.
Or $5 if you're a student.
Or $5 if you're a student. It's a little cheaper that way.
That is fantastic.
I think I still have my Mac student card.
Yeah.
You will have to show student ID at the door, and I don't think you're going to actually look like your Mac student card anymore.
Thanks, Pete.
Good thing I was bald back in university as well.
Wow. And, great. Now, Paradise Comics. So you own Paradise Comics. It's a staple of comic shops in Toronto.
Yep.
Can you give us just a little bit of a history on how the store got started, when you got involved, things like that?
Okay, well, actually, coincidentally enough, this September will be our 20th anniversary.
20th anniversary.
So therefore, we opened, 91. And
That's good math.
I'm pretty good at that now. Chris Friesen actually opened the store. He's actually now working with CGC, the grading company.
Yes, but, Chris is a good kid.
I bought it off Chris in 1994, so I've had it 16-odd years now.
Just itching to get out, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm about ready for retirement. anyone want to buy a comic store?
That's great. Now, the premise of your store is that you guys are really strong. Now, I've been to your store many times. You guys are very, very strong in old collectible baskets.
Yeah, we like to specialize in the Silver Age and the Golden Age and the Bronze Age as well. That's something that I've always liked and I've always collected. So, actually, Chris enjoyed that too, so he was pretty strong with that when he started. And as I said, that's always been my knowledge. You can come in and ask me what's happening with some of the new releases, and I'll give you a blank stare and put you off to Doug Simpson or Andrew Ace, who are great with those and all the graphic novels.
Right,
but
right.
I definitely specialize in the older stuff.
Okay, now, I know that you were one of the, I think you were an instigator or involved in the early, now Mr. Lee just left the studio in a huff. I don't know why. Chris, you must have said something. So.
I don't know. He mentioned something about the green room, and I didn't, I don't know.
Right, it was me. You know, I wanted him to do a sign, and I offered him $3 a book. And
he
rather than
30. Yeah.
Right. Now, you were... former, you kind of helped with that whole signature series. Can you explain to the listeners what the CGC quickly is and what the signature series quickly is?
Okay, well,
and how you were involved. Sorry,
no problem there. CGC is the grading company that they grade up your book, they encapsulate it so that there's a grade, which obviously makes it easier to sell on eBay or something like that. We came along with CGC and worked on the signature series, which we developed because a lot of things, for instance, in the sports cards industry, most of all autographs are forgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted a way to make the comic industry a little safer. So we developed a signature series label where a CGC witness would watch an artist sign it, such as Stan Lee, sign the book. They would encapsulate it and it would say who signed it and what the date was on that.
Right.
So that you don't have to worry about any forgeries down the road.
Now, you were involved with that early, though, right?
We were the first ones to do that. We actually started signing with, I think, Darwin Cook in 2003 was when we came out with Catwoman number one. We signed 80 of those with them. So that was the beginning. So
that was that long ago already?
Yeah, I think it was. Well, when did Catwoman 1 come out? I think it was about 2003.
I thought it was yesterday. The way
It feels like it. Yeah. So, you know, we've been doing that for a number of years, and I've been fortunate enough to do a bunch of signings with Stan Lee, you know, meeting Jerry Robinson and Martin O'Dell. It's just been a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
Now, you're jet setting. I remember I got an email from you, I don't know, a few months ago that you're heading down to California because Stan Lee's down there. If you got any customers that want something signed by Mr. Lee, you know, forward them to me and stuff like that. So how does that work? It's just people in your store, customers say, hey, you know, here's my Spider-Man number one. Can you take it to Mr. Lee? And is that basically how it works?
That's basically how it works. We obviously arrange a signing a couple times a year with Stan, for instance, when we make a big announcement and charge a small fortune.
We got to get in on this rocket, Chris. Is what you and I got to do.
Dare I ask? Let's say I've got. Okay, let's not say a Spidey number one. Let's say
a Daredevil number two.
Yeah, excellent choice. Let's say a Daredevil two, a book that's not really worth very much of anything. Yep. What would it cost to get a signature by Stan?
To do that, the signature with Stan, which will include encapsulation and coming back, you're looking at about $130.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not terrible. That's
a bargain.
Especially
for a book that's worth like eight.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, you know, if I had a book, so let's say I had a Spider-Man number one that was in good shape and it's worth thousands of dollars. Now, does it now cost a lot more money?
It costs a little more. Like, if you had a Spidey one in say, the $5,000 range,
right?
It's going to cost like $200.
Okay, so it's not like, you know, all of a sudden now it's $1,000.
No, exactly. But obviously, some of the newer books, there's a lot of people who want just the newest Spider-Man done, which is only worth $3, and it's still going to cost about $100.
Now, I got a question about that. Like, so, would he even sign a newer Spider-Man comic? I mean, he didn't write that particular one. I mean, I know he created the character, but he didn't write it, he didn't draw it.
That's the beauty about Stan. You know, all the other creators can only really sign some of their work. Stan created the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
He created Spidey.
Yeah.
So we do get people, you know, a guy will come in with a brand new Spider-Man Spider-Man issue because it's the same date as his son's birthday or something.
Right,
like that, you know,
right.
Relatively new, which Stan has nothing to do with, but Stan will sign anything pretty much.
Oh, well, that's...
I want to get my Golden Age Batman and see what he does with
it. Exactly, yeah.
Okay, Pete, do you actually personally take them up to him? Did he talk to you?
We've actually had a great time. Actually, I'm lucky enough to
usually
when I'm in San Diego.
Do you buy him with drinks?
I've offered to buy him dinner, play him with drinks, but he usually comes to my hotel room in San Diego.
Pete, and stop right there, please.
Why do you think I have the employees?
Don't go any further.
No, but he'll come in and do a signing, and he'll chat away. And,
that's cool.
It's great. Like, he talks about some of his favorite comics, you know, the Silver Surfer 4 cover. And he'll tell you stories about that. They wanted a big word bubble on that.
Right.
And he said
right.
He's not going to ruin it with that. Or the Spidey 121 with all the people on the cover, someone's going to die. And he always stops and says, I have no idea where to find this book.
Yeah.
So it's definitely some good conversation as well.
For sure. I always love talking to those old-time creators, whether it be Stan Lee or Gardner Fox or, you know, somebody of that sort of caliber from years ago. I mean,
Shelley Mulder.
Yeah, all those kind of guys. Remember, back when Julius Schwartz was still alive, I used to love chatting with him every once in a while. And he was great. He'd come up with stories about, you know, things that he'd come up with years ago and you know, all these storylines and stuff like that. And it was great. They're really, really great people. And I really recommend anybody that's interested in comics, if you ever see these guys at a show, just stop by them and talk to them.
They're the greatest guys. I took Shelley Moldoff out for dinner once. That guy's forgotten more about comics.
For sure. Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Hey, guys, sorry to interrupt, but just muscling his way into the studio right now is a privilege of mine because I'm such a big fan. Chewbacca is here.
What?
Chewbacca is here.
What?
Now, I don't know how to speak Chew. So our producer, Anthony, is apparently well-versed in Chew, so he will interpret. Mr. Chewbacca,
I don't know if it's called.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. I am happy to be here. Seem incompetent, yet everyone at home can show their competence by calling 905-528-9888 and visiting cfmu.msumcmaster.ca and pledging your support.
Wow. You know, he's a great... By the way, I have to correct Walter here. He's not speaking Chew, he's speaking Wookiee. Yeah, exactly.
You ass.
That's right.
What? Did I ever blow that one? And you know what? That's not a guy to blow something with over there, I'm telling you that much.
You know, I'm not.
He's a big boy, that guy. Look at the size of him, Chris. He's like scraping the ceiling when he's walking out
of here. I'm just glad he left and not so angry.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh, wow. Wow. Well, sorry, Pete. Sorry, but, you know, Chewbacca just came in.
All right. And actually, on that segue, Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca, will be at the Toronto Comic Con.
Wow, that's a real segue.
That's right.
Pete,
that's right.
Looks like you know what you're doing. Here you go.
Yeah, we've been struggling with segues for 2 years, and Mr. Dixon comes in with a beautiful one.
I've got some questions for Mr. Dixon here. Now, you are also a fan of collecting artwork and things like that.
Yep.
Now, as far as collecting artwork, I've often talked about collecting art for our fans on the air. Do you have any suggestions for people that want to collect artwork from any of the artists that are going to be at your show?
Yeah, far and away, my biggest suggestion is buy something you like. Don't sit there and go, I wonder what this is going to be worth in a couple of years down the road. The biggest thing is, if you like it, odds are other people will like it as well. And there are going to be some great artists at the show.
Right.
We'll do sketches anywhere from free sketches to $100 or $200. You know, Dale Keown's always a favorite.
Yeah.
Fabulous artist. Lineups are long, but they're definitely well worth it.
Yeah.
Michael Goldman, Phil Jimenez, they're all fantastic guys. You know, just sit down, say hello, ask them if they'll do a sketch. You know, it's always wise to ask if they're charging or what they'll charge.
Sure.
Some guys have a set fee. Other guys will ask what you want to pay. They'll do a freebie in a couple seconds or, you know, more expensive for a couple bucks more.
Chris knows all about freebies.
I love getting free sketches, that's for sure.
Okay, now, Pete, the Wizard World Toronto Comic Con goes the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March.
That's correct.
Okay, now, can you tell us a little bit of your affiliation with the show, what you're doing for the show? Obviously, you're promoting it. And the location, I'm sorry, of the show?
Yep, it's on the Direct Energy Center, the Exhibition Grounds. We're in the Direct Energy Center, on the Exhibition Grounds. Be going from 4 to 9 Friday, 10 to 7 Saturday, and 11 to 6 Sunday. There's going to be something for everybody. There's a bunch of fan groups there. There'll be a ton of dealers, there'll be magic tournaments, Pokemon tournaments, as you mentioned, a ton of artists to go check out. One of the big things last year was you got all the little kids and they had a bunch of stormtroopers. They can shoot little guns at the stormtroopers
that
stick to them and stuff. It's fun for the whole family. Kids 10 and under are free.
Oh, nice.
Just slightly better than the students at $5.
Yeah.
But, you know, there'll be a ton of dealers. There'll be some great deals. There'll be comics, old comics, new comics, trade paperbacks.
I heard rumors that if people come up to your booth and say, hey, I heard you on Comic Culture, you're giving like 90% off on your booth stuff.
Something along those lines. We'll have to get some specialty books now so that I can actually do that for you.
Yeah.
But no problem. Come up and say we're giving 90% off and I'll find a book for
you. There
you
go.
Perfect. All right, but Pete picks. All right.
Not that Spidey on the wall.
Spidey on the wall.
Now, Pete, do people? I haven't been to a show in about a year or so. Is this? Are people still dressing up when they go to shows? Is this something that?
Definitely. Yep. There'll be a costume contest and such. So there's some fantastic costumes that you see. It's just it's fun to watch people walk around. Everyone's there, and obviously the people in costume are more than happy to pose and pose with the kids or take a picture with someone. So
it's just
a good time for everybody.
Sorry, just getting back to the location, is this going to be easy for people to get to? Can they get there by GO train, or how does that work?
Yep, you can take a GO train basically in a Union Station, and then there's buses that go from Union Station. There's a bus that goes from the Bloor subway line from the Bathurst that goes straight in. Obviously, there's plenty of parking around the grounds.
And so you don't have to pay for parking there either.
No, unfortunately, they'll be charging for parking.
Oh, yeah. I think they changed that from last time I was there. Okay.
Maybe
I've just never paid.
But apparently the Paradise Comics booth, if you bring your ticket in,
if you bring your parking stuff to the Paradise Comics booth, we will still give you 90% off of book.
Right, they'll still give you 90% off. Which is commendable. Is that the right word? Commendable.
Commendable. Yeah, it's a pretty good word.
Which is commendable. Wow, that is amazing. Oh, Chris. Oh, hold on. Wow. Look who's walking into the studio. Well, actually, who's kind of limping into the studio here is wow, Yoda.
Yoda's here. Oh, my goodness. And Chewbacca was here, and now Yoda's here.
Well, do you think they came in the same
spaceship?
Bus?
Cab? the same path. I think they took the TTC to
the
Hamilton.
TTC? Hamilton. Wow. Call him Mr. Yoda. Help me out here.
When you're 900 years old, you always call that person your mister.
Well, Mr. Yoda, we're so happy to have you here.
Christopher Walker. Pleasure it is to be here.
Thank you so much for coming today, Yoda. It's Mr. Yoda, I should say. Is it Yoda or Yoda? I'm not really too sure. We were having some problems with pronunciation.
Yoda it is.
Oh, okay. We're having some problems with pronunciation earlier. Thank you very much for coming on our very special Pledge Week show.
The last of the pledges we're looking for have been pledge you shall.
You really, really should. Really should. And
read that, I will not.
Okay, I won't give you anything to read anymore. But we do appreciate you coming in the show today. Well, he's already gone. He's walked off already.
Wow, okay. Yoda, he just disappeared like in thin air.
Almost like he's a Jedi or something.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it was an honor to have Yoda on the show. And Yoda, of course, was here to promote CFMU.
Yes.
And I guess beg you. What would he do? Now, he would give you the force somehow to make you call 905. 528-9888 or visit cfmu.msumcmaster.ca and pledge. May the force be with you.
Mother, you shall not.
Oh, where did that voice come from?
Yeah, it's like it's in the air.
Yeah, he's very ethereal.
I think it'll be called the Jedi Mind Trick.
Wow, man, I won't be able to sleep.
If only we could do that for our listeners. Get them to listen.
Well, don't you know how you pronounce it, Jenny?
See, in my alphabet, it's Yeti.
right.
The days are soft.
Oh, boy.
All right, Pete, don't be a Yurkoff.
Okay.
Yurkoff. All right, Pete, sorry, we have only a few more minutes. We have only a few more minutes.
Any last words about the show that we
did? Any last words?
It'll definitely be a great show. And as I said, if you come up to the Paradise booth, Big B is sponsoring 110% off some books.
So they're going to go. So
if you come there, we will give you money to take some books away. And it'll be from Big B. Definitely.
Oh, wow. Now, Chris, you and I have to plug the fact that comicbookdaily.com.
Yes.
And in association somehow, I guess, Comic Culture Radio.
Yes.
Will be at the show.
Yeah, so we're going to be there as comic culture guests with comicbookdaily.com as well.
Yeah.
And we'll be there. And as far as we know, we're going to be actually having our show live
on Saturday.
We'll be taping on
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We will be taping live at 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, maybe.
Somewhere around there.
The
details aren't
right. Little Sean and Charlie Sheen and Schwarzenegger will be there as well.
You have to come to the booth and find out.
I think we're aiming for Saturday at 3 for a live taping of the show, and hopefully Mr. Dixon will pop by the booth then and just say hi.
Certainly.
And we're looking forward to the show. We hope all our listeners come in. Friday or Saturday or Sunday, hopefully Saturday, and pop by for our live taping.
Yeah.
And Pete, thanks so much for being on the show this
week. No problem. It's great to finally get on.
All right. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for today.
All right. Comic Culture is produced by Anthony Falcone and engineered by James McIntosh. For comments and suggestions, please visit comicbookdaily.com. Click on the podcast link at the bottom and leave your comments in the comments field.
And remember, head to cfmu.msumcmaster.ca for pledges.
Yes, and
that
please.
That was terrible, Christopher.
Wow, we kicked that guy out an hour ago.
I thought he left.
And please support your local comic book store.
Have yourself a great day.